Lubavsky for inviting me again. I didn't scare you off last time when I spoke Hilchasa, so I asked him this time if he would like Hilchasa or Agadata. He said he'd prefer Agadata this time. So we're going to go with Agadata. The Etzem Maimed is a very chush of a thing that people get together for Divrei Torah, and I should be part of it as a schus for me. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to talk about a point in the Haggadah. I think it goes beyond everything in the Haggadah goes beyond the Haggadah. Psukim, we have the four banim. The psukim for the chacham. There's a lot to think be misbanim in the psukim for the chacham. So what does the four banim mean? It means there's four places in the Torah where the Torah had a conversation between a parent and a child, a father and a son. And they're not all in the context of the night of the Seder, but there's four times where we have a conversation between the father and the son, and we're going to take these four conversations and we're going to say that these are the four paradigms of how a parent could be discussing with a child. And we're going to medayik from the language of the conversation what type of child we're talking about. So the Tom, for example, asks a very simple question. So we assume we're talking about a very simple child. He says, Mazois, and you give him his answer. Then your Yudayalishol doesn't ask any questions. It starts. The Torah just says, if he got to the Bincha, you tell him. Means you're starting the conversation. Means you're talking about a person who's not asking. And the Torah has a conversation with him as well. But we have two times where the conversation gets more specific, and that's by the Rosh and by the Chacham. So the Rosh is clearly in regards to the night of the Seder. It's in the Parshas Boy, Perek Yubeis, the Pesukim of Chav Zayin, and over there the Pesuk says that the child says, and you say the Rosh was Pesach on Klal Yisrael's homes, etc. The Pesukim of the Chacham are not clearly talking about the night of the Seder. It's in Veschanon, Perek Vav Pasachov. It's after a Samach. So it's not a continuation of any conversation before. The Pesukim before, talking about the Russian will take us into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to have these Batim, which are, don't become, do not forget a Kodesh Baruch. Nothing to do with the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Then we have a Samach. The Torah has a Hefsik, and it's a new parsha. And the parsha is six psukim long. The first pasuk is Ki Yishalcha Bincha Mochar Lemur Maha Idoy Svachukim Mishpatam Shetziva Hashem Lekein Veschem. That's the question. And what's the answer? V'amar to Levincha Avodim Hayinu Lefar Be Mitzrayim V'Yitzchen Hashem Mitzrayim Be'er Chazok. We are Avodim. Pasuk number one. Pasuk number two, V'yitena Hashem oisus and moivsim gedoylem v'roi b'mitzrayim b'varu v'chol b'yisrael einenu. And the person made tremendous moivsim. Pasuk number three, V'yisana hoitzi mishom man hovi oisana los islan esay aros esh nishba ala b'seinu. So you've given three psukim of answer to the child's question. Its question was, Eidus chukim ha-mishpatim. And you've told him we were avadim, the Russian took us out with oisus and moivsim, and the Russian brought us Eretz Yisrael to give us the land esh nishba ala b'seinu. His question were, what are the Eidus chukim ha-mishpatim? And we have not given one word about Eidus chukim ha-mishpatim yet. We've given a muster shmuz about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now the fourth pasuk is Vayitzaveinu Hashem la'asus is called Dira Chukim Eile. The Rosh Hashanah commanded us to do these chukim. The Yiras Hashem Elokeinu, the Tovlano Kol Yomim Lechayosena Kayom Hazeh, that gave us the chukim, which will be Yira from Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're good for us. Lechayosena Kayom Hazeh Utzaka Tiyalanu. The fifth pasuk that you answer is Utzaka Tiyalanu. Kineshmor la'asus is called Mitzvah Zois. Lefein Hashem Elokeinu Kasher Tzivanu. It'll be a tremendous merit for us to do these mitzvahs. So, if I'm the Ben Chacham, so I ask my father, listen, I'm a smart kid, I understand there are certain mitzvahs which are Eidus, certain mitzvahs which are Chukim, certain mitzvahs which are Mishpatim. So I ask my father, please explain to me, what are the Eidus, what are the Chukim, what are the Mishpatim, and what do I get? Three psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and mitzvahs are good for you, they're all Chukim. That's all he says. Vayitzaveinu Hashem la'asus is a Chukim Eile. L'tavlonu kol yomim l'chayesena kayom hazeh. It's a good zach. Right. Doesn't seem to be the conversation is very clearly responding to the child. Number one. Number two, Is it connected to the night of the Seder? So we obviously we discussed it the night of the Seder, but the question is it really connected to the night of the Seder? So one answer is that it doesn't have to be. The Arbabonim do not have to be specifically about the night of the Seder. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Arbabonim, so that the Rosha, his psukim are about the night of the Seder. He asks about Ma'avad Azos Lochem. He's talking about Korban Pesach. And you remember him, Zeba Pesach Ul Hashem. He got to the Bincha B'yam, but any day of the Shul, he got to the Bincha B'yam Huleimor. It's referring to Mavur Zeh, Matzo Mor. That's referring to that. The Tam's question is about Petach Amor. The Torah wrote the question of the Tam. He sees you have this Petach Amor, and instead of you break its neck, the kid says, Mazois. You know, and you tell him that the Russian, we were avad, and the Russian took us out. So it doesn't have to be connected to the night of the Seder. So why are we saying Arbabonim? We're saying Arbabonim because somewhere in the Torah, somewhere there's a conversation where the Torah tells us how to speak to the children. But the Maisa, the Mechilta, ties these psukim into the night of the Seder. We say that the loch is that if you have Shnei Chachamim, how do you know if you have Shnei Chachamim that they have a chiyuv to ask each other and say over the story of Sibetis Mitzrayim? Because it says, Ki Yishocha bin Chomocher, Lemar Mo'ay Doisa, Chukim HaMishpotim, Shai Sivu Hashem Alakenu Eschem, and Ramartim Mincha Vavadam Ayinu Lefaroi, etc. So that's the makor that a Chacham and a Chacham have to have the conversation the night of the Seder as well, even though they both know the story. So the Mechilta is seeing these psukim specifically is referring to the night of the Seder, which is not clear from the psukim that's referring to the night of the Seder. So, and again, we tell the Haggadah alone, the fact that it's there, it's not indicative of the fact that it's part of the night of the Seder. And here we are, the Mechilta says, this is the Makor for the din. Okay. So we need to be Mizboinen in the conversation of this. If we want to understand the message of the night of the Seder, and in general, this message, the child asks Eidos Chukim HaMishpatim, and we give him this very long response. So the morale in Gevuras Hashem and Peri Beis, so he says, where do you see that they're referring to a Chacham? Because the child asked, the question of the Mechilta is, maybe in the mitzvah to tell that the child is only, we're talking about a child who does not know the story. But if you already know the story, you have no mitzvah to say the story. That's the question, how you know the Mechilta's question, how you know by two chachamim. That's the question. How do you know by two chachamim there's a chiyuv to say, I know the story, you know the story. We have to say the story. I would touch up the question. We have a din of Zeich Yitzchias Mitzrayim. We have a din of the chiyuv every day to mention Yitzchias Mitzrayim. So maybe the night of the Seder, the same thing. We don't have to go through the whole story again. I know the story. I have to mention it. No. You have to go through the story. How do I know? From these psukim. What do you see in these psukim? Because the child asked, Eidos Chukim HaMishpatim. If the child asked, he understood that certain things are Eidos, certain things are Chukim, certain things are Mishpatim. That means the child is already aware that there are certain mitzvahs which are Eidos. Now Eidos means it's being made on something. What's it being made on? It's the morale. It's being made on, you see, it's Mitzrayim. It means the child is already aware of the fact that there are certain mitzvahs which are given as an Eidos, which is Mitzrayim. He understands the story, which is Mitzrayim. And he calls that, you have to say over the story. Okay. The Mechilta goes weiter, and it says a halacha which is brought down, which everybody's familiar with, but we don't necessarily get to it so much so stark. So it's a tesefta, the tesefta's lashon, which is the way that it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mechilta Kamat has the same lashon. So in Taf Bei Aleph, Siv Beis, it's Chayav Adam Lasik. Again, this is a Gadata tonight. It's not Hilchos. Okay, we'll get to the Gadata part. Chayav Adam Lasik, Behilchos of Pesach, B'Tzis Mitzrayim, L'Saber Nisim, Niflos, Shosa Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Avaseinu, Arat Shadat, Tichat Venu, Shino. So a person has a Chiyav to be Oisik in Hilchos of Pesach, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Nisim, Niflos, until Shadat Venu, Shino. So now, what's Hilchos HaPesach over here? I've achieved to say over the story. CBC is Mitzrayim. Good, CBC is Mitzrayim. So I say over the story. So what does it mean? There's a achieved last week, but Hilchos HaPesach, you see it's Mitzrayim and the Saber Menisim and he flows. I have achieved to go the night as long as I can, and my conversation should be Hilchos HaPesach. So Rav Tzvi Frank, in his Mikroi Kurdish, he says, I mean, Betzim, we do that in Haggadah. The Chacham asked his question, right? And the Torah's answer is Avadam Yinu Lefadam Ben Mitzrayim, which we already said earlier in the Haggadah. The Pasuk with Sonar Timisham, we're going to say later on, Mechayim Adam Lir, Sazatzik Hilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, we say that later on. And the answer which we give to the Chacham is Vava Taimor Lekechos HaPesach in Matir Nachar Pesach HaVikarim. So you answer him, Hilchos HaPesach. That's it. The correct answer to the Chacham is Hilchos HaPesach Shteitech HaMagad. Now, what's pshat in the Agav, just what's pshat, we're not giving the Torah's answer. So the Malbim in the Haggadah says that the word af, what's the word af? Says, of course you give the answer to the Torah. Now you have to give for sure. Va'af, besides that, you also tell him Hilchos HaPesach. Like it says in the Tosefta, that besides giving the story of the Sivasiv Mitzrayim, which the Torah says, you have a chiv to give the halachas also. Okay, so that's the af. He points it out by the Rosh also. It says, Va'afato hekayashinov, because we don't give the answer of the Rosh's answer either. The Torah's answer to Rosh is Martin Sefer Pesach, and we give the answer by Barzeh. So he says, you give both answers. It's the same thing. He says the same point over here. So we're left with this, we get back to this problem. So he asked this question about Eitz Chukim Mishpat. So we're expecting a Lom L'Shishtikol Torah. We're expecting this whole Maracha of Tayag Mitzvahs, how many mitzvahs are, and he's explaining all the mitzvahs, and we get Avadim Yinu Lefadam Ben Mitzrayim without any clarification of Eitz Chukim Mishpat. But we get to the Haggadah, and the Baal Haggadah says that you give him an answer, and you also tell him Hilchos HaPesach. Which is much what you find in the Mechilta and the Tosefta, that besides Sivasiv Mitzrayim, you have to say Hilchos HaPesach also. So where does that come from? So what's that about? That's what I want to try and explain, how Hilchos HaPesach has to do with Sivasiv Mitzrayim. That you know, I get that. I can tell you over interesting the chakiras and the getter of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and I'm yotze Sivasiv Mitzrayim. That doesn't seem to make sense. I say over the story. I remember, I don't know what in the Rebbe's Haggadah, I don't know what they have it or not, but I remember in the old Haggadahs when I was a boy. So when you get to the Ten Makas, there's this little thing over there written in Yiddish that you're supposed to be Markov Beer in the Ten Makas, because that's the secret of the story, is not just to say the Ten Makas, but to explain each one what happens. And in the back, they had a whole thing, you know, in Yiddish, of all of the Maisa and Nisim, which happened in the Makas. So that I understand, the person takes, he sits the whole night talking about the different Niflos and Nisim of the Makas, and you see it's Mitzrayim, and the Moshe Rabbeinu going into the palace, and Vim, you know, Vashnisht. I get that. That's Sibri Sis Mitzrayim. Hilchos HaPesach. Okay. So, I had a aura. It's one of these auras that could hit you, that you wonder, like, you know, why didn't it hit me until now? Lo aleinu, a person went through the Mechama. He went through the Holocaust. So, yeah. Poland, they were under the Holocaust. They were in the Holocaust for come out 6 years. There's people who were under the Nazis for 6 years. Person survives. He makes it to the end, and there's liberation. So, what are his emotions? What's he going to be thinking about? What's he going to be saying? What's going to be? He's a Maimon, and he thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what's he thinking about? He's thinking about that he survived. Maybe his wife survived. His family survived. Maybe he's still healthy, whatever. He's thinking about those things. The Yechidei Skula, who their first response after going through the being liberated was, now I can do mitzvahs. Until now, I was forced to eat treif. Till now, I couldn't put on tefillin. I had to be Mechal Shabbos. And now, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to be Mechal Shabbos anymore. Yechidei Skula. That's not the thought process that we would... Honestly, that I would have. If I, Lailena, we'd be through such a thing. That's not the thought process. Wow, thank you, now I can do mitzvahs again. There's a mandam in the Gemara in Pesachim at the end. The Gemara says, who composed the Hala, which we say Hala Mitzrayim, who composed it? So the Gemara goes to a different mandam. One of the mandam says that Klai Yisrael composed Hala Mitzrayim. When did Klai Yisrael compose Hala Mitzrayim? Because is it after the Klai Yisrael was being sheikhet to Piskeim, they were in Mitzrayim, being sheikhet to Piskeim, they didn't say Hallel, it must be that they composed the Hallel. So Klai Yisrael is composing the Hallel, and they're bringing the Korban Pesach, and they're composing the Hallel, they're saying the Hallel. And what are the first words out of their mouth? Hallel Avdei Hashem. That's the first words out of their mouth. Means here Klai Yisrael is, they see it, they know that they're leaving the next day, they're bringing the carbon to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is going to be it, they're going to be leaving, and they're saying, Baruch Hashem, I made it until now. 86 years of Koshi Yashibud, 100 and something years of Avdus, generations died in Avdus. They were born as slaves, they died as slaves. And I'm Zoicha to leave. And the first words out of my mouth were, Halo Avdei Hashem. It's not about me leaving. It's Yeshua. Yehuda is now Kodesh. And Klal Yisrael is the Memshal of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem has dominion over Klal Yisrael. That's what it's about. So I would suggest that the four-fifths who didn't make it, we claim that Roshoyim didn't make it. There were the people who couldn't say these words. Their words were, Baruch Hashem, I made it, I survived. Russia said, that's not, you know, that's very nice, but that's not why I'm thinking out of Mitzrayim. You're giving me the foundation of all the generations of Klal Yisrael to come. If you could, focusing on yourself right now, it's not Negeah. I can't build on you. I'm going to build on the people that their first words out of their mouth were the Russia, I made it, so now I can do mitzvahs. I survived 6 years of Gehenna, of the war, and now I can put on tefillin. That's the first thing he thinks about. So I don't know about you. I'm not sure I would be in the one-fifth. The four-fifths. You know. So our child over here says he's a chacham. He understands that there's mitzvahs which are edus, the mitzvahs which are chukim, mitzvahs which are mishpat. So what's our answer to him? The answer to him is avodam yidin lafar b'mitzrayim. I said, stop a second. Let's get this clear. We were in a state of avodim, total of avdus, total shibud to a paro. And the Bereshim took us out of Mitzrayim yad chazaka. Oysus and waifsim the far b'chol beis aleinu. V'hoyson hotzi misham to give us Eretz Yisrael. V'yitzaven Hashem lasus is called a chukim ahilah. So my friend, the first thing I want to tell you is everything was a chayk. Don't do mitzvahs because it's a mishpat that makes sense to you. Don't do mitzvahs because it's an edus. Do mitzvahs because it's a chayk. Because the Baruch Hashem said so. You're an eved. That's what I tell my ben chacham. That's the first thing I want to tell him. Yes, and the year is Hashem Elokeinu. And that's yira. Yira means I do because I'm down here and he's up there. I'm small. And like Rambam says, yira is measuring the gap. Berya shvela fela if they kelt on deus. That I'm a nothingness compared to the Keltamim Deus. That's Yira. The first step at Yisim Tzarim is Yira, total subservience of me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the Tevlon L'Kolim and L'Chayasar HaKayam HaZeh. We understand that the Russian's Kavana is because it's good for us. That's what his Kavana is. But we, the Yira Hashem Elokeinu. We talk at Yilonu. It's a merit for us if we're careful to do these mitzvahs like Hashem commanded. I'm doing it because it's a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because it's good for you, not because it benefits. I'm doing it because Hashem said so. That's the first answer that I give to the child. So I say to the child, if you can't walk away from this conversation with a total commitment to mitzvahs, we didn't accomplish what we have to accomplish. When I discuss Hilchas HaPesach, whether you're actually saying like a Kira, what the getter of the Mitzvah Pesach is, I don't know. But the halachas is that's our marching orders. That's Hilchas HaPesach. The marching orders to the Ben Chacham, the one who's we're ready to really give the message across to. To the Chacham who knows the story, he says, okay, but what are you doing with this story? What does it mean to you? How does it affect you? How are you going to walk away the night of the Seder different, more committed to Torah mitzvahs? What are you going to do with it? You talk about Muslim, a Kabbalah, Rosh Hashanah. What's your Kabbalah for the night of the Seder? How do you walk away with the night of the Seder different? Not just the child, but the both chachamim. So you discuss Hilchos HaPesach. We have halachas of how to do this. So I think that's madrega number one of the answer. Madrega number two of the answer, the Maral, when he says this, he says that you see over here, he says, he adds a kenach, you see that the mechilta, the din of the mechilta is played out on the Haggadah, because we say over Tamei HaMitzvahs. Say over Tamei HaMitzvahs. We say, why do we eat the Pesach? Why do we eat the Matzah? Why do we eat the Maror? We say over Tamei HaMitzvahs, he says. So where do you see Tamei HaMitzvahs over here in the conversation? What are Tamei HaMitzvahs? So my Rishiva of Gifter Zichel Avracha used to always say, used to give a shir in Minchas Chinuch. That was his Friday morning shir. He started in Eretz Yisrael. The yeshiva had moved to Eretz Yisrael in Telstone for 2 years, and then Baruch, the yeshiva who stayed in America, was nifter, so he came back. So he started it. He says, on Fridays, officially in Eretz Yisrael, there's no yeshiva, has yeshiva on Friday. So he couldn't stomach that, no yeshiva on Friday. He says, so what do you do on Friday? You do tiyulim. He says, no problem, we'll do a tiyul. Menchus Chinuch is a tiyul through Shas. Right? So we're going to do a tiyul through Shas. That was Menchus Chinuch. You know? So the yeshiva said that what's a tam? Tam is a reason. Tam is a flavor. He says, I have food in front of you. I say to the child, listen, my child, eat this food. It has proteins, it has carbohydrates, it has fats, it has essential minerals, etc. The kid says, no, mehecha taste. The kid, it tastes good. He says, I'm in. Right? But the bottom line, what's the parent's goal that the child is eating because it tastes good? No. It's very healthy for the child. It absorbs the carbohydrates and he needs those, and he needs the proteins, and he needs this, he needs that. The tam is the flavor which helps you be convinced to do it, to digest it, to take it down. That's not the mitzvah. He says, by the same way by food, that's not the food. The Russian could have made the food. Like, I remember, you know, I'm old enough to remember, like, you know, when the astronauts went up, you know, now I think they have like regular food. But in the good old days, it was the tubes, right? They had the tubes of food, and they said it basically didn't taste like anything, you know. Breakfast was, you take a tube, and that was breakfast. Because they hadn't figured out how to deal with the gravity issue, right? So why they eat? Because they were trained as soldiers. They were military men. They were trained. You got to do what you got to do. It tasted. Imagine we all had to eat breakfast. It tasted horrible. Like people, you know, they lose their taste ability to taste. They eat only because they have to eat. It's a major problem. They don't want to eat anymore. Imagine we all ate every single day only because there was no taste of food. We wouldn't eat. Honestly, come on, you know. But yeah, you know, eventually you get really sick. You say, you know, I have to eat something. But that's not what food is about. But the bottom line is we need the time to ingest and digest the food. But that's not what it's for. Mitzvahs aren't about the time. The mitzvahs are the flavor which allows us to want to do the mitzvah, to absorb the mitzvah. But about the mitzvah is much bigger than the time. That's the shot of time and mitzvahs. He also pointed out the lashon of the chinuch many times, the lashon of mishrashei hamitzvah. Mishrashei hamitzvah means there are many, and this is one of them. Right, mishrashei mitzvah. Okay, so I'm looking for a tam and a mitzvah. So the night of the seder, Avichai of Rugmil says to explain the reasons, the reasons of the mitzvahs. So these three mitzvahs, there's a bedafka inyan of explaining why. Why do I do this mitzvah? But Martin said, "Zevach Pesach." I have a din of the Torah says bedafka. I have to say Zevach Pesach. I have to explain why I'm doing it. So there's a fascinating machlokes if you could put the two people together, between Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch built his whole pirish on Torah on the day of symbolisms. That everything in the Torah, every mitzvah, everything is a symbol to something. It has a message. But he said, obviously, if we make a message, or I make a dagel, I make a flag. Everything I put on the flag has a reason why it's there. I have a reason why there's 13 stripes, and the reason why there's a background of blue, and there's a reason why there are 50 stars. Why? Because there was, you know, why not? You know, let's throw stars on the thing. That's not the point. Why stars and why 50? And everything has a cheshbon. Right? It's everything is representing something. So when I come to a mitzvah, I say the mitzvah is representing something. It means every part of the mitzvah has to be true to that message. If based on all the problems of the mitzvah, this message is not true, then that's not the message of the mitzvah. So I can't look at the mitzvah and say there's a symbolism over here, it means X, when I look at the halachos of the mitzvah, and it's not true. the Znaim Torah, the Litzke Rav, points out one time, he says, if you look at Rav Hirsch's Pirish and Sefer Vayikra, you can see very clearly from where he wrote that he was a Baki, Yashav HaHafik, and every single Raivan on Taras Kahana. Because if you're going to explain the mitzvahs, I mean, you had to know what the mitzvahs are. You had to know all the details of the mitzvahs. So here's a person who knew, he was a God of the Torah, he knew all of the details of all the mitzvahs, and he could say, based on details, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, this is the time of the mitzvah, this is the symbol that the mitzvahs say, this is the message the mitzvahs say. But to say a general idea without any, not fitting to the pratim, doesn't make any sense. The Rambam and Mor Nevuchim does it all the time. Rambam and Nevuchim says, Tamei mitzvahs, he says, and they don't fit with the pratim of the mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't fit with the details of the mitzvah. So Hirsch doesn't say he's explicitly arguing on the Rambam. Hirsch has an essay, and Cut the Writings of Hirsch, he has an essay. The third volume was about symbolism. That's the whole volume was about symbolism. And he has a long essay to explain what's a valid symbol and what's not. And he says very clearly at this point, he doesn't say explicitly he's arguing on the Rambam. Otherwise, he's arguing on the Rambam. The Rambam Aron Avuchim is not bothered by this at all. Okay, so to us at first glance, Hirsch seems to make a lot of sense. So I'm coming to tell you the time of the Mitzvah Pesach. I can't discuss the time of the Mitzvah Pesach until I know Hilchos Pesach. I can't discuss the time of Mitzvah Matzah until I know Hilchos Matzah. I can't discuss time of Mitzvah Morah until I know Hilchos Morah. So I need to know time of Mitzvah. I need to know for the din of time of Mitzvahs. I need to know the Pratim. And then I can discuss it. So that's the card in the next stage of the answer. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam, the Chariz, go back to the world of the Chinuch. We have no way to know Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Rambam is saying, if at first glance, this mitzvah says a message to me, yes, I get into the nitty-gritty, it's not going to work. But it's never going to work anyway. I don't really know why we do mitzvahs. I really don't know why the Russians say this, you know, this is or this mitzvah. I don't know. The Russians said so because he said so. But what can I say? I can say, but the mice, yes, we seem to feel like it's a gut reaction. It makes sense that it has this message. Okay. So the Russian meant that also at the Rambam. Pratim, we're never going to figure out the Pratim anyway. Maybe that's shout the Rambam. But by these three mitzvahs, the Russian said, no, the Russian gave me the reason. It's not me. I didn't make up the reason. The Rashi made up the reason. Ramartim, you asked, Mavad is Lachem, Ramartim, Seba Pesach Hashem. So, the Rashi said the reason, yes, I have to find a way that how every single path of the mitzvah can fit into that message. So the night of the Seder, I need to learn Hilchos HaPesach. Because if you really want to say over the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the message that he's supposed to give you, you're not going to know it until you see all the pratim of how that plays out in the mitzvah. The second madrega. Third madrega. And this the Maral says in two lines. Mama, she says in two lines. The third madrega the Maral says is, I go to a doctor. The doctor gives me directions of what to do. Do I know why he's telling me to do it? I have no idea why he's telling me to do it. But do I need to know why he's telling me to do it? I don't need to know why he's telling me to do it. I need to know that this is what I'm supposed to do. This is the interface between the doctor and myself, is in these actions. I worked for a major corporation, and my corporation is in the middle of a major acquisition. And the boss says, hey, Reingold, go take care of this right away, do X, Y, and Z. So, excuse me? Why? No, excuse me, why? I understand he has a very good reason why, and it's very important why I do why, and whatever I do is exactly what the boss wanted me to do. So the mock-up of the interface between myself and the boss is when I do these things. The mitzvah is the place where a human being meets his creator. We can't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where do we interface with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where do we touch him? Where's the moment the human being touches his creator? The moment of a mitzvah. Because at that moment, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, and the meets together in the mitzvah. See, if all life is about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we should be a relationship between the two of us, you tell the Bin Chabayim, Bavor Zeh, Asa Shem Libes Yetzias Mitzrayim, the purpose of Yetzias is just Bavor Zeh, Bavor Shakrashi, Shakai Mitzvah. That's why we leave Mitzrayim. Why? Because we have to do mitzvahs. That's the message of the night of the Seder. So the place where you're going to interface with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the moment of mitzvah. So of course you have to know the details. Because all of that is part of the place when you will know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand his mind. But I can know what he wants from me. Because what he wants from me, that I can know. At that moment, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as he's willing to open up his mind, as it were, to us, that's what I know him. In the moment of Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Rambam calls it Ahava, to delay that, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rambam says, like the Sifri says, that when you learn Torah, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ahava. That's the moment a human being interfaces with his Creator. I see the divine mind. I see what he wants from me. I don't know more than that. I don't need to know more than that. I just know that this is the divine mind talking to me. So I'll just finish off with that thought. I want to... there's a Muslim of Torah Lishma. So I used this once. I was talking by a bar mitzvah. So I'm from Silver Spring, you know. So I was back by this frumi bar mitzvah back in the... You know, with all these like very, very proper like... You know, so I started talking to the ladies when I get up to speak by the Suda. And they were like, ugh, like, you know. I said, ladies, I need some help. I'm talking to the Bar Mitzvah, I'm talking about Torah Lishma. What does Torah Lishma mean? Torah Lishma. The Torah Lishma. What does it mean, the Torah Lishma? He says, ladies, you're married, Baruch Hashem. You all got letters when you were chassanim, when you were cowards. So finally, yes? Nobody answers me, you know. Yes? One lady finally says, yes. Okay, good. And the other lady says, your shtika is going to yeah, your you all got letters from your chosin. Did you keep them? So I got one lady said, yes. Says, okay. How many times did you read them? Ladies? So they said, I said, only once? They said, no. Why? You already know what it says. You read it once. Why are you reading a second time? Why are you reading a second time? You know what it says. The answer is because you're not reading it because you want to know what it says. You know what it says already. You're reading it because it's a letter from your chassan. It's a message for you from somebody who's dear to you. And that moment, there's a tshuva from the Nadi Behuda's son. You know, in Europe, I mean, I don't know, by the Balabach, that's what they do, Tanoim. They do Emerson Tanoim, right? But the Shas, they get engaged, they do Tanoim. Some, okay. What?
Used to be.
Okay. Say, so real tanoim was put in a commitment, and if you back out, you pay money. So in Europe, this is the way it was historically. So what do you mean you want to back out? So you don't have a good reason to back out, so I'm not chayav to pay. So there's a whole genre of tshuvas which deal with what's a valid reason to back out, you don't have to pay. So there's a tshuva in the Nadi Behuda, where Nadi Behuda's son, where a father of the kala came to the Nadi Behuda's son, he says, I want to back out of the shidduch. So he said there was one interface between the chassan and the kala which was inappropriate. And also, he's not written one letter to the kala the whole time they're engaged. So the Behuda's son said, the fact that there's an inappropriate interface, you know, Yetzirah exists in the world, that's not a reason to break out. We didn't write a letter. He's Nishkei Mensch. It's a valid reason to back out, and you can break the shidduch without paying a kanas. Of course you write letters. I says, did you save the letters? Of course they say you save the letters. So I said then, you know, says, okay, gentlemen, you come home, it's Pesach cleaning. You come home one day, you see your wife sitting on the bed with this dreamy look on her face. What's happening? She found the box with the letters, and she's reading the letters, remembering what it was like when she was a kala, right? So finally I got the ladies to laugh. Okay. Torah Lishma, we don't learn it because we want to know what it says. We know what it says already. It's the moment of the interface between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and a human being. Here's the divine mind talking to me. The message that he wants to tell me. Of course I read it once, I read it twice. Unless I don't know what it means. I'm just saying, okay, whatever, it's not important. Really not important. It's a letter from my chassan to my... The kala says, I need to know what my chassan said. Imagine you live in the world, there's no phone, there's no way to... You read the letter, what does it mean? So you read it again, you try to figure out. You bedike before, you bedike afterwards. I need to know what it says, because it's my chassan talking to me. That's what Torah Lishma means. The night of the Seder is when it's the night which we are zeichel to become Avdei Hashem, which means we have a moment of interface. So there's a mitzvah, there's a lasis, there's a mitzvah, kasher tzivanu. It's the Rosh Hashanah commanded us. I mean, that's the moment where there's interface in the human being and his creator. That's Pesach. So of course you need to know Hilchos of Pesach. You need to know what that is. Because I want to know what that is. Because I want to know what it means to interface with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? I don't know. It's not important to know what it means. This is what it means. The mitzvah itself is the message. That's the Maral says. If we could walk away, the mitzvah itself is the message, that the Baruch Hashem has mitzvah for us, and he has purpose for us, and what it is, what it does, I don't know, need to know what it does. That's not important. It's because that's the moment when a human being connects to his creator. I need to know the details. I want to know the details. I'm going to say to figure out the details. And that's the purpose. You see, it's Mitzrayim. That's the person who walks out of Auschwitz and says, Baruch Hashem, I can put on tefillin. That's the Halo of the Hashem. That's Klal Yisrael. That's Yehudah the Kodshoy. That's Yisrael Mam Shalissa. Rabbi, thank you for listening.